Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Hey, my name's Joe, and last week on the show, we interviewed one of our favorite comedians of all time, Bert Kreischer.
Just one of our favorite people.
He's great.
I just like
he's
him.
Awesome.
He's fun.
And something happened in that interview that had me, like, made me feel good. Something he said made me feel great, and I was flying high all weekend long thinking about when I asked him a question and he said, "That is the greatest question that I've ever been asked in my life." I went, "That's right.
That you did that when
you asked that 100%. Question. I remember that."
Yeah. When I asked him a question about how one of his jokes was constructed, and I just I thought it was cool that I got to ask him the best question he's ever been asked.
Yes.
According to him. Because I got a heads up from a friend of mine. Have any of you, did anybody get a text about BertCast from last week?
No.
Check it out. This is from his podcast, the BertCast.
I got a great conversation today with a radio show friends of mine, Free Beer and Hot Wings. And this guy, Joe, asked me the greatest question that I've ever been asked. And he said, you know, I used to have a joke about Isla keeping a goat in the refrigerator, and then Isla coming in when I eat an edible and asked me about time travel.
Yeah.
Man. And he goes, I always wondered about that joke. Did they both happen at the exact same time, or were they two mashups? And I said, that's a great question.
Yeah, it was. It was.
It was a great question that Joe asked.
A radio show, friends of mine, Free Beer and Hot Wings. And this guy, Joe, asked me the greatest question.
I'm really, really happy for you, Joe.
I know. It
feels really good.
And this guy Joe asked me the greatest question.
I was about to say it must feel really good to ask him the greatest question, but I do know that it feels good because I asked him that question. No,
for those and this who, guy yeah. Joe asked me the greatest
now,
question.
We don't need to play that part over and over again.
You may be wondering why I keep saying that and why I set it up this way, and that is because the greatest question that Bert had ever been asked in an interview was once again asked by me. That's all.
That was a great question, Jim.
That was a really great question.
Yes. Great cheers for me and my question.
And this guy, Joe, asked me the greatest question.
I remember when you asked that question, I thought, man, I wish I would have asked that question.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I remember that.
I definitely felt it. I feel it now.
I think of that question.
If I could go back in time, I would have asked it before you.
I don't know, though. I think if it had been asked by anyone else, it would have been the stupidest question that had ever been asked.
But we will never know.
Doesn't sound like that's the way he remembers it.
Oh, my goodness.
Regardless of who asked him.
How do you come up with such great questions for those
interviews? How are you so smart?
It's actually not hard at all.
These are still compliments to me. don't try to disguise them as though they're hurtful. I'm taking them as compliments.
I just got a heads. That's hilarious, though.
In the future, at some point, we'll go, Joe, remember when you asked? I will say, Joe, I remember Bert talking about when you asked him that question, and I won't remember.
Me too.
The actual
same
thing.
Here.
Just kidding. I'll always remember because I am the best.
You are.
That's not what Bert thinks.
And this guy, Joe, asked me the greatest question.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.